Hi, this is Mer Lafferty from I Should Be Writing and Escape Pod, and you're listening to the podcast report for Blog World and New Media Expo.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the very first, the inaugural episode for the podcast report, a podcast devoted solely to the podcasting track of the Blog World and New Media Expo. My friends, I have an amazing episode for you here today. That's right, my friends. Cliff Ravenscraft here from PodcastAnswerMan.com and your host for the podcast report. And I just want to tell you that this entire podcast is 100% devoted to the podcasting community, specifically as it relates to the industry-leading conference for the podcasting community. That is, my friends, Blog World and New Media Expo. Now, many of you out there already are very familiar with the previous history of the Podcast Expo, which turned into the Podcast and Portable Media Expo, and which turned into the Podcast and New Media Expo, New Media Expo. Then actually the rights to that conference purchased by Blog World and New Media Expo. And for those of you who are not familiar with the story, and those of you who even are familiar with the story, but you don't know the inside story of how all the things have happened, well, this first episode, my friends, is going to tell you all about it. Now, before we get into my very first interview here for the podcast report with Rick Calvert, CEO and co-founder of Blog World, I just want to give you just a feeling of what this podcast is going to be about. First and foremost, tell you right up the front, I am going to be producing an episode each and every week leading up to the June 2012 Blog World New Media Expo event. That, my friends, is being held on June 5th, 6th, and 7th. And I am delighted to say that there is going to be a full-blown podcasting track, 24 sessions, and I am almost finished as I'm recording this intro with the final touches on exactly confirming all of the speakers and the fact that actually I was actually asked to give half solo sessions and half panel sessions. So many podcasters on board, so many people I talk to. I hope Rick doesn't get mad at me, but to be honest with you, I think all but four of them are panel sessions. So we're going to have a lot of podcasters there talking about some wonderful things. And I'm going to be sharing with you in future episodes just what those sessions are so that you can choose ahead of time what sessions are going to be the ones that you want to attend. As a podcaster, how you can take things to the next level, that's what I'm all about. And I am so delighted to have this podcast. You know what? There'll be plenty of time for me to share more about what this thing's all about in future episodes. We're going to cut right to the chase here today and get right into an interview and with Rick Calvert and talk about the history of Blog World, how it all came about, and the podcasting track. And I got one special thing for you. I just want to tell you, there is a major announcement that I convinced Rick to share with us here in the podcast about the podcasting track, about the future of Blog World. It's awesome. Make sure you listen. And by the way, tell somebody else about the podcast report. Thank you very much. And here's that interview now. All right, my friends, I am on the line right now with Rick Calvert, CEO, co-founder of Blog World and New Media Expo. Rick, man, I am so excited about this brand new podcast.
I can't tell you how excited I am about it as well, Cliff. So thank you very much.
And just as we get started, the phone's ringing in the background. Love it. Hey, we're live to hard drive here, so we're just going to move forward unless you need to take the call.
Nope, I killed that ringing phone.
All right, so Rick, here's the deal. We're going to be talking to a lot of people out there in the podcasting community who are quite aware of Blog World, its history, the history of the old Podcast Expo, Podcast Portable Media Expo, the Podcast New Media Expo, and all of that stuff. For those who don't have that history, we're going to share that with them. But before we do, just the concept of Blog World altogether, I'd like to explain to those who don't know what Blog World is and how did you get it started?
So back in, I started reading blogs. I'll give the very short version of this long story. I started reading blogs back in 2000 during the presidential election. There was the whole controversy about, you know, the Florida election and all that sort of stuff. And I'd been reading them for quite a while. Then 9/11 happened. And I mean, the blogosphere, the political blogosphere in particular, was just exploding. And then fast forward to 2005, I'd been reading blogs for a while. And I called into this radio show. It's called The Hugh Hewitt Show. He's a political talk radio guy. I used to have this job where I drove 2 hours each way in traffic every day. So I listened to talk radio while I did. And I don't remember what he said or what I said, but at the end of the conversation, he said, "You should start a blog." So I'd been thinking about it for quite a while, but I don't have a technology background of any kind, and I thought it was difficult. So I went home and I Googled, you know, how do you start a blog? And, you know, the first thing that came up was Blogger. And I you know, clicked a couple of clicks, and the next thing you know, I have a blog. I called it The Real Ugly American. It was a political blog, and it immediately took off. I started getting building an audience right away. And then Hugh Hewitt even linked to me, and a bunch of other, you know, popular political bloggers linked to me. I considered myself to be kind of in the middle of the political spectrum, and so I had friends on the left in the blogosphere and friends on the right in the blogosphere. And, you know, advertisers contacted me. They wanted to advertise on my blog, and one thing led to another, and I just thought, wow, I need to go to the blogging trade show. There has to be one. There's a trade show for everything, and I think it's important to say my job was – in the trade show business. I've produced some of the biggest trade shows in North America in the past. And so I went looking. It didn't exist. And so I asked some of my friends, you know, my blogger friends, I said, "Would you go to this?" And they said, "Yeah, that sounds like fun." And so I asked my trade show friends, and they said, "You have to start that show right now. That's an amazing idea." And so I started doing the research, and I realized, oh, wait, it's not just blogging. It's blogging, it's podcasting, it's internet television, it's social networking. All of those things need to be a part of it. And you know, Twitter didn't even exist yet when we'd started this process. And so that's how we came up with the original name of the show was Blog World and New Media Expo.
So you were already thinking about podcasting and the other realms of all of this stuff when you first created the show.
Absolutely. My world, you know, before I started looking into this, was just political blogging. I'd never heard of Robert Scoble or Dave Weiner or, you know, TechCrunch. I mean, I didn't know any of those things. All I knew were political bloggers. And like I said, when I started researching it to find out who should come to the show, I started realizing, oh, there's all these technology guys and there's podcasters and, you know, there's internet TV and there's all these other things that are happening. They all need to be a part of it because, to me, they're all part of the same whole. So, yeah, that was our plan from the very beginning.
And tell me, when did this get started in compared to what Tim and Emil Berkwin were doing?
So literally days before we announced the launch of Blog World and New Media Expo, I found this show called Podcast and Portable New Media Expo. And I believe it was Tim's second year. And it happened to be about 20 miles from my house. I live about 20 miles south of Ontario, California at the time. And so I'm like, wait a minute, what's this podcasting expo? Who are these people? And I looked it up and I see Tim Berkwin. I knew Tim Berkwin. He had offered me a job to work for him on another trade show because he also has a trade show background. And it's so funny that we had this, you know, parallel experience where he started podcasting, wanted to go to the podcasting show. It didn't exist, so he started it. But Tim, you know, the significant difference was Tim didn't expand that reach of the show beyond podcasting. It was just podcasting focused. And so, you know, his name of his show was just Podcast Expo, then Podcast and Portable Media Expo, then Podcast and New Media Expo. And then the last year he changed the name to New Media Expo. And we were always Blog World and New Media Expo.
Gotcha. And so how did it happen that Blog World took over the rights, I guess, of the New Media Expo from the Berkwin brothers?
Well, the moment that I found the show, I'm like, I said to myself, we have to work together. And again, I already knew Tim. I liked him. So I went to his show and I looked him up and I said, "Hey, Tim, the show is amazing," because it was. And I showed him my card. I said, "Look, this is what we're doing now." And he looked at me, you know, kind of funny. I said, how do we work together? And so we'd had meetings every year talking about how do we work together. And then the fourth year of Podcast Expo, Tim moved to Vegas. We had always been in Vegas from Ontario. And you probably remember, Cliff, there was some blowback for him for moving from Ontario to Vegas. And Tim called. Our shows were a month apart from each other that year. And our show kept growing, and Podcast Expo was actually declining just a little bit. And Tim called me shortly after and said, Rick, would you buy me out? And we said yes, and that's how it happened. So that was 2008, I believe.
Right. Now, I just want to let people know that back in my early days of when all of this stuff was happening, I was just building my brand. I started my podcasting stuff as a hobby and have turned it into what is now a very successful and even financially lucrative business around podcasting today. But back in the days, it wasn't that I wasn't well, let's just say it took a while to get it all off the ground. And I didn't even attend any of those original podcast expos. So I don't have the history of being there, but I certainly am very involved in extremely deep relationships with the entire podcasting community as a whole. And I do recognize and have had many of the conversations with folks that, you know, Ontario, California, at first it seemed like an odd place in the middle of nowhere to have this, you know, this podcasting community to come together for this conference. But from what I've heard from the community, that there was just this sense of, well, we're at this conference, we're at this hotel, and well, there's these surrounding hotels, but really there's not a lot of distraction. So you've got the conference all day, but when it comes to the nightlife, it's, well, the only thing to do in Ontario is to hang out with all the other people who have come to Ontario, and the podcasting community stayed together and everybody loved it. And you had this just, it was just really cool for everybody to come together. The synergy of podcasting, not just during the conference, but after the conference, the entire event was there. And from what I heard is when they moved to Vegas, I'm hearing there were two different things. Number one, you know, the conference was great. People were at the conference. But when it came to the nightlife, it instead of like, okay, where are we hanging out as a community of podcasters together, to, oh, we're in Vegas, what show are we going to go to, or what club are we hanging out at, or what are we going to do here? So there was distractions was one thing. And also I heard that, you know, there was a very big movement into, well, as podcasting as an industry, it looks like this is a place where we can all get rich, and this is how we can all turn it into, you know, monetization. And it seemed like that became like an overarching, very deep focus, and it kind of left out, I guess, maybe some of the creative folks. Have you heard some of that as well, Rick?
I certainly heard those things within the community and from Tim at the time. Because again, we would talk quite a bit, and Tim would always say, you know, I'm getting beat up for all of these things, and the community's upset at me for this and that. And we just never experienced that. And if you look at the last, Tim put up a blog post after the last New Media Expo that said, basically, I'm fed up, I'm quitting the business. You guys are a bunch of malcontents, and I'm done with you.
Wow.
And I mean, and the post is still there, I'm sure. And you look at my blog post after our show, and I remember the title said Basking in the Glow. I've done trade shows for almost 20 years, and as an exhibitor, as an attendee, and as a show organizer. And I've been to some of the most amazing events in the world. But our show at Blog World in 2008, and it's very pretty consistent for us each year, the community was so positive and so excited, and just it was this love fest that a podcast expo definitely had the first 2 years. It felt awkward that people were so happy and so content, and I had to share that afterwards. And it was just this weird divergence, you know, between the two events. And obviously, I mean, we've had this challenge with the podcasting community and a lot of things that we've done wrong ever since we, you know, had that transaction with Tim and Podcast Expo.
So you acquired the podcast New Media Expo, or actually, I guess at that point it was the New Media Expo. You acquired the rights to it, and I had never heard of Blog World before in my life. And all of a sudden, every podcaster I know is talking about Blog World, and they're all going to Blog World. And I was that one time where it's like, I should go to Blog World. I should go to Blog. And I never pulled the trigger. But man, everybody was there. I remember everybody podcasting, talking about it in their podcast. It seemed like everybody is really excited, but there seemed to be some kind of fallout. And I think it came to something, and this is something you shared with me the first time you and I talked at Blog World NYC last year. And it was something about the idea of the fact that the term podcasting kind of got dropped.
Yeah.
So what happened there?
I mean, that's one of the mistakes that we've made. And one other thing I'll mention is you mentioned that lack of community feel at Podcast Expo, particularly when they went to Vegas. In Ontario, those evening community get-togethers really happened organically, except for the podcasting awards that Todd Cochran organized. Everything else was just kind of organic and happened on its own. It wasn't official. Where at Blog World and New Media Expo, we have an official party for everyone every night. And so everybody knows, oh yeah, we're all going there. And now some people do split off and go to, you know, private dinners or other things, but the overwhelming majority of our community stays together from beginning to end of the show. And I think that's a pretty big difference, especially when you go to a big city. And we could talk about that another time, why we've always held Blog World in a big city like Vegas or New York. There's a reason for that. But yeah, I think it was 2009, or maybe it was 2010. They all run together now, where we put a committee together with a lot of industry podcasters, people from the community, Dave Hamilton from Mac Voices Podcast, Paul Colligan, several other people. And somebody mentioned, you know, it's all kind of really digital broadcasting, because at the time we were lumping together podcasting and web TV. And this is something that we've done wrong. I guess we've done wrong, or we failed to see as clearly as we see it now, that, you know, our event is here to serve bloggers, podcasters, and web TV producers. And because of, as I mentioned, when we first started the show, Twitter didn't exist. The second year of Blog World, people said you should change the name to Twitter World because everybody was talking about Twitter so much. Mm. And we said, no, we're not going to do that. And so we can't agree on the terminology. You know, again, we call the show Blog World and New Media Expo to try to include everybody. When the show started, most people didn't know what a blog was, and even fewer people knew what a podcast was. And so we used the name Blog World because that had cast the biggest net to let people think, oh yeah, that's the show I should go to if I want to know anything about this new media industry. Because blogging was in the news every day back then. You know, every newspaper or magazine or television show was talking about blogging. What are blogs? Why should you blog? Should companies blog? Bloggers making money. What is blogging? I mean, it was just everywhere. And so that was the right name at the time. But New Media Expo was meant to be this catch-all. But now you have people call it social media. People call it social networking. But we still, the larger point is, we still can't agree on what the terminology is.
Well, it doesn't help that, you know, Leo Laporte comes out to, which, by the way, I just want to say real quickly, for the record, I absolutely love Leo Laporte. I admire the guy maybe way too much. But anyway, here's the thing. It doesn't help that he comes to, I guess, the Podcast and Portable Media Expo, and he does a keynote and suggests why everybody needs to dump the word podcasting. And we're all going to, I suggest we do netcasting.
Right.
You know, and so.
Right. And by the way, it was Don McAllister, not to lay the blame on him, who said, why don't we, you know, it's really digital broadcasting. And this was, again, I think 2009. And I said, yeah, we're going to call it the digital broadcasting track.
And the idea, what I hear in the argument for this is that, you know, we shouldn't call ourselves podcasting because podcasting is one distribution. We're content creators, and we as content creators should be making use of the distribution channel of podcasting, of YouTube online streaming video. We should be using blogging. We should be using all of the different channels. We should be using the social network. So it's digital broadcasting. Content creators, we are not, and I was even told this back when I called myself the Podcast Answer Man and told everybody, as a, you know, Michael W. Cohagan came out and says, podcasting is dead. Do you remember that when Podango went under?
I do, and I remember, and I kid Robert Scoble about this all the time. He predicts blogging is dead every year. So, and by the way, we learned loud and clear podcasting was nowhere close to dead, and the podcasting community insists that the term is podcasting and that it's completely different from these other channels, and it's its own unique entity and unique subculture within the larger new media community.
And I want to say that I am one of those people. I am a podcaster. Yes, I am a content creator. I am a producer of content. I create content. But first and foremost, my medium of choice, my distribution channel of choice, the one that I have fallen in love with, is podcasting. I am a podcaster. Do I blog? Yes. Do I have a YouTube channel? Yes. Do I do screencasting? Yes. Do I photo blog? Yes. But I am a podcaster. But here's the thing. Inside the podcasting community, I have a conversation. I think it was with Evo Terror yesterday. He's like, you know, I'm really not that, I really don't like the term podcasting. But anyway, there, even inside of the podcasting community, people who are who I consider to be podcasters are like, man, I really wish we could do away with the podcasting language. Even today.
It's funny that you use Evo as one of those examples, because I've talked to so many people who drop his name as a prototypical podcaster. Mm-hmm. As, you know, if Evo Terra is not a part of the program, then it's not about podcasting. And so it is very, and Leo Laporte, I would put in that kind of category as well, right?
Yep.
That so many podcasters look up to him, and he's one of those guys who's been pushing to kill the term podcasting for a long time. And I know you had a great conversation with him where you got him to say that, you know, podcasting as a term, at least as a description, is not dead and it's not going to die anytime soon.
And not only that, but as an industry and as a mechanism for growing and building an audience and actually creating something that is lasting and can have a positive impact on people's lives. I got him to say that and equate it to the word podcasting and say that it's not dead. And if you don't mind, can I give one plug for that interview? Because this is the thing that I think out of all of my career in podcasting, I'm most proud of. It's at
sure.
podcastanswerman.com/Leo interview. podcastanswerman.com/Leo interview. I could not be more proud of that interview than I am. But so here's the thing. One of the things you recognize is that the podcasters who aren't crazy about the term podcasting, they could care less whether or not you call it podcasting or not. But the podcast, there's a very large segment of the podcasting community that says, if you don't call it podcasting, well, then I don't want to be a part of it.
Or maybe it's that, but I think more importantly than that, Cliff, is that even those people like Leo, who say, you know, we should call it something other than podcasting, they don't have another term that describes that distribution method that everyone can agree with.
Right.
And so, and this is what's become clear to me really just in the last 3-4 months now. And that we know to consolidate our own message. And so everyone can identify, and certainly we identify, and it makes sense to me now. It's so clear. And I wish it would have been this clear 5 years ago, is that our audience, our community is bloggers, podcasters, and web TV producers. And if you say, as you just said so well, you know, you do all of those things, but you are primarily, and the thing you enjoy the most is podcasting. And if you say, you know, Blog World is about blogging, podcasting, and web TV, I would say 99.9% of all digital content creators would self-select themselves in one of those three boxes.
I would have to agree with that.
And so that's what the terminology needs to be now. That's the people we have to serve. That's the community we have to speak to. That's what we have to do.
So the podcasting track, obviously this is a podcast devoted to the podcasting track. And I couldn't be more delighted to be in charge of putting together the actual podcasting track for Blog World and New Media Expo. But podcasting, I just want to communicate to everyone out there, podcasting is going to be called podcasting moving forward. It's going to be given equal attention to blogging and web TV moving forward in this conference. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. And We're working on, there's two things we're doing right now. Number one, we're making some changes to the existing website so that becomes apparent that, again, our audience is bloggers, podcasters, and web TV producers. But we're actually rebuilding the entire website, which we should reveal right about the time of the New York show. And that'll be exactly what you see when you come to the homepage of the site is blogging, podcasting, web TV. And you select one of those things and then everything you see from there on out will be all about that community.
Excellent. One of the questions I have for you, and I've got a couple related to, you know, some of the experience in the past of the podcasting community. You know, first and foremost, why is it Blog World and New Media Expo?
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Well, as I mentioned at the beginning, when we had the idea for the show, Blog World and New Media Expo in 2006, that was the most all-inclusive name we could come up with and also the most familiar name we could come up with. And, you know, for whatever reason, people drop the whole New Media Expo part every time. If you look on Twitter or Google Plus or Facebook, people just call it Blog World or Blog World Expo or BWE. We made the hashtag BWE because that's short tag. But we've struggled with that name for the last 4 years and thought, okay, we know we're going to have to change the name of the show someday. What are we going to change it to? And I've always told people who ask me about that, you know, we're married to the mission. We're not married to the name. And you know, we'll make a little news now, maybe. We are going to change the name of the show this year from the stage in New York.
Awesome.
I don't know what that will be yet. But it will be more inclusive. Blog World will no longer be the name of the show. And it will be representative of all bloggers, podcasters, and web TV content producers.
This is something that I've been working at, I mean, night and day for the last 2 weeks, working with the podcasting community, telling them just about the commitment of Blog World, bringing a focus and attention to the podcasting community, giving us a podcasting track. And I said, you guys got to trust me. I can't tell you anything yet, but there's going to be an announcement. So we are sharing here that an announcement from the stage at NYC is that there is going to be a name change. And moving forward, it is here. This is the first place that I know publicly that it's being shared that Blog World will no longer be the name of the conference.
That's correct.
That is interesting stuff, my friend. You know, there are going to be some people out there that is just going to tell you, man, Rick, you're making a huge mistake, man. Brand recognition. I mean, what do you think about that? Have you heard those thoughts in talking about this with other people?
Absolutely. That's one of the things that makes it hard to change the name. But it's kind of like ripping the Band-Aid off. You just have to do it and you'll feel better after. And, you know, what do? We continue to speak to just 1/3 of our total community and ignore the other 2/3. We can't do that. So it's the right thing to do and it's the right time to do it.
And I know that people hearing this right now, some of them are in shock. Some of them probably have to come back and rewind after they, you know, get up from being passed out. But this is what I love because, and this is why I told people, I said, it's going to take a lot for me to put off everything that I'm doing in my own personal business and life to take on this podcasting track leadership thing. But it was when you told me that Blog World, in all of its brand recognition that it's built all of these years, is getting ready to say, you know what, we're going to show you just how much we don't intend to make blogging our beloved first child and podcasting and any other kind of broadcasting out there or any kind of other mechanism as a ugly stepchild.
That's right.
And that I know that sometimes perception is everything, but that has been the perception. And in fact, Rick, if you don't mind, I am going to ask you one very tough question. And I know you have an answer for it, but it's still a tough question. And that is somebody says, okay, Cliff, well, I get this. But you're telling me that all of these things are changing. There's all this stuff going on and you're really excited. But why is it that I go to Blog World Expo and all I see out there are bloggers on that front page?
Yeah, it's true. And again, we've talked about that as well. So first of all, related to this particular show this year, as you know, It's only been a couple of short weeks since you've taken on this role. And so I know you're signing up podcasters every day for the podcasting track. And that is going to change to where it's going to be a third, bloggers, podcasters, and web TV producers that you see on the homepage. And then again, there will be a community page for each of those communities, bloggers, podcasters, and web TV, where when you click on one of those three headlines, it will take you to that community, and that's all you'll see are podcasters or information, content, sessions, speakers related to podcasters.
That is amazing. I love it. And of course, the good news, and I know some of the issue that I've had in conversation with some of the people who in the past have seen how the blogging and slash the podcasting tracks and the digital broadcasting tracks and how that stuff has gone in the past is like, it just seems like, you know, blogging, those people get right up on there and it seems like that's priority. And then it's, you know, a couple of weeks or maybe just a month or two before the event, then all of a sudden you start seeing a couple of podcasters getting added here and there. And not enough time to promote it, not enough time to get excited. And I just want to say that I'm delighted to say that I'm on board for the long haul until Rick gets tired of me. As soon as you tell me, hey, it's time to start putting out things for the next event, I've already got plans and actually invitations and even commitments from people that they will be at the next event. So by the time, you know, the Blog World NYC website and stuff gets transitioned to the next event, it's my personal goal that a podcaster is the first one on there. And we'll have it because I've already got those commitments. Rick, this has been an honor to be able to have you on here to explain the history of Blog World New Media Expo, to explain the history of Podcast Expo and how that actually got brought into Blog World. I know that we touched on, you know, some of the history, some of the misconceptions people have had about the goal and the focus and the intent of bringing the podcasting community on board. I know that people are going to see, I mean, if they, obviously, they have to know that if you're willing to give up the brand recognition of the Blog World name so that you can be all inclusive and have something that shows that you are genuinely focused equally on blogging, podcasting, web TV, this just goes so far. And I can't tell you, I am so excited I made the decision to join you on this team to help you bring the podcasting community back to Blog World and also to put together a podcasting track that is going to be appealing to just about all of the different segments of the podcasting community.
Cliff, you know, you and I have had this conversation privately several times now. I'm so excited that I was able to convince you to take on this monumental task. You are the perfect person. And, you know, I've talked to several other people about it now. And I know you've talked to lots of people as you're securing speakers and supporters of the podcasting track. And everybody realizes, you know, you're the perfect guy for this. And again, I know that New York is going to be the best presence for podcasters that we've ever done at our event. And I know that's just the beginning, that the next show is going to be even bigger and better. And I just can't wait for people to actually get there, for us to have the next conversation to talk about all the podcasters are going to be speaking at the show this year, and then for people to actually get there and see it, experience it firsthand and say, wow, this really was different, and I can't wait for the next one.
Absolutely. Well, my friends, that's going to wrap it up here for this very first episode of the Podcast Report for Blog World and New Media Expo, soon to be under a different name. Anyway, my friends, I am so delighted to have this first episode giving everyone a brief overview of the history of the industry conferences for podcasting and the podcasting community. And I'm delighted to say that this community, the podcast community, has a conference moving forward. And some amazing things are going to happen. Hey, I just want to let you know this episode or this podcast is going to be here each and every week all the way through the June event. I will be sharing with you in future episodes just some of the amazing things coming to the podcasting track. Speakers and sessions, titles, descriptions, and more. Tell other people about the podcast reports.